Lisa Shervin with the Maryland Institute of Emergency Medical Services. You are at the Meadowlands right now. Tell us, what's your job there?
We have been deployed as our mission since arrival to assist Jersey City EMS with 911 response. And as of today, our units have run over 200 calls, approximately 210 calls, with over 170 transports. And they're seeing anything from victims of fire, trauma associated with cleanup, general sick cases for patients that have run out of medications. They've assisted in the evacuation of an elderly high-rise living facility. They've also taken home some patients from hospitals, as hospital overcrowding is becoming an issue when people don't have homes to go home to or don't have transportation back to their homes. Some of the calls they're taking are just people who have run out of oxygen. They may be on home oxygen and need assistance there. I'm also responding to a lot of falls as well.
When you arrived there and as you got set up, do the news reports from that area, are they doing justice to what's actually happening there? Is it worse? Is it not as bad? What did you find?
Honestly, when we arrived, it was a little worse than I had expected. Granted, before I left home, I had not had power myself, so I hadn't had a lot of time to see the news reports. But there are some areas here that are pretty devastated. You know, a huge part of the issue, as I'm sure you've heard locally, is the gas shortage and the gas lines that are at times, you know, 4 to 5 hours long. And we've had some difficulties ourselves in even securing gas for or fuel for public safety vehicles.
Well, what are they doing? Are they making some special provisions for ambulances and so forth?
They have. We have some local Department of Transportation depots who have graciously allowed us to refuel at their facilities, and we have some local gas station owners who have given priority, of course, to emergency vehicles over the general public.
I would imagine so. Are you worried at all that ambulances are going to run out of gas on the way to or from a call?
At this time, we're doing our best not to let our trucks get below a half tank to a quarter tank of fuel. We start looking for fuel pretty aggressively, and when we reach a half tank. And I do feel that the fuel situation has improved over the last day or so that we've been here. And at this point, I feel comfortable that we'll continue to be able to get fuel when we need it.
Well, we're talking about another nor'easter coming up the coast on Wednesday. Does that have you folks concerned at all?
It does. It does. I think even if it's not a horrific storm in the sense, or not obviously the storm that just came through here, I think people are on edge here. I think they're worried, and I'm not sure that a lot of places around here could withstand even a storm that's half of what Sandy was at this point. So we still have lots and lots of homes without power. The city of Jersey City, my night crews are coming back reporting it's still pretty dark. Still not a lot of street lights or street signs, and it's not looking good for another storm right now.
What do you see as your timeline there? How long do you expect to stay? When do you think the Maryland deployment probably will be able to start to come back? Any idea?
It's a very dynamic situation, and it changes daily based on the needs throughout the state of New Jersey. There's usually a 1 o'clock coordination conference call with all the counties in the state of New Jersey where they assess the needs by individual county, and then deploy resources that are available to counties as needed. As of right now, we're being told possibly Thursday is when our current contract for deployment would end, but there's always the potential for extension or the potential that we could leave sooner than them. But right now, it's officially Thursday.